This is Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberline. Let's go hiking in the western deserts of Arizona again today, out on the COFA National Wildlife Refuge, and climb one of the most prominent peaks out there. In fact, the tallest peak of the Castle Dome Range, which is Castle Dome, at about 4,100 feet above sea level. It's just over a 2,000-foot elevation gain for this hike. And there's a bit of hands-on. North from Yuma, about 35 miles, at milepost 55, take a right-hand turn. It's signed for Castle Dome Mine and Museum. It's about 10 miles into the Mine Museum in Ghost Town, and about 5 miles past that, you'll come to a very wide open canyon drainage coming from the east, from your right. All the way in, until you get there, you'll have magnificent views of Castle Dome to the east, and it sure does look pretty severe from that angle. Although I understand it's climbable from the southwest side also. But what you want to do is park at that canyon. Now, it's very wide, the mouth of this canyon, and you need to head to the northeast first to get into the main drainage. The first drainage coming in from your right is not the drainage that will lead you to the base of Castle Dome. It is an awesome area in itself, with some natural tanks that hold water for weeks after a rain. Bighorn sheep come in and water here. Their sign is everywhere. So that area is worth a look-see just the same. But stay to the northeast and head up the drainage. It's easy walking in a sandy bottom drainage for about 2.5 miles. Look for some major cairns that point you up onto a long level ridge when Castle Dome comes fully in sight above you and you can see the slope leading all the way up to it. The trick here is not to go too far up the canyon. There are online sources that will direct you further, but they're more challenging routes if you go further up. If you can see this tall spire, it's about 60 feet tall, on the east side, that would be the left because you're coming in from the north now. That's where you're headed. The saddle between that spire and the main massif is your destination. It's a pretty clear social trail up there. Look for cairns all along the way, little piles of rocks, and you'll know you're in the right place. When you get to that saddle, stay to the right. The first little bit seems a bit challenging. Yes, you'll put your hands on, and despite descriptions on the web that talk about class 3 and class 3.5 climbs, there are multiple routes up that many people would want to be roped in for, but there is a route that will get you there without too much exposure or worry. What a view from the top. And when I was up recently, the Marines had put their flag on the summit. What a sight to see, with views into California, the Chocolate Mountains to the southwest, views down into Old Mexico, and all around 365 degrees. What an amazing place. Keep an eye out for bighorn sheep. There's plenty of them in the COFA. And enjoy the climb up Castle Dome Peak. Looking forward to seeing you on your way back from a summit on that sandy wash. This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberline.